This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending the rally in the Wisconsin city on Sunday wore black, the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. A Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old man paralyzed. Protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some protests have developed into arrests. On Tuesday, two people were killed by an armed civilian during protests in Kenosha. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in Us coalition demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes include former boxer Leila Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demaryius Davis, former NFL players Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett, and many more. Also, a call for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities. Invest in Us is a coalition of Wisconsin-based and national advocacy organizations. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, and U.S. President Donald Trump engaged in a real-time argument Sunday as the president sent a flurry of critical tweets about Ted Wheeler as the mayor was holding a news conference about the fatal shooting of a right-wing supporter in his city the night before. Mr. Trump called Wheeler a Democrat, a fool, and blamed him for allowing violence to